Good morning. The strong storm system that produced a ton of severe weather in the mid-Atlantic and heavy rainfall and thunderstorms here in parts of interior New York and New England during the overnight period is now starting to lift away. Most of the severe weather has now cleared the eastern seaboard, but still plenty of rain to go, and numerous flood warnings are out for high water, especially in urban and small stream areas. As we get deeper into the day, most of this water will recede, although we will see off and on showers throughout the morning and into the afternoon hours. Temperatures out ahead of this storm surged well into the 50s across most of interior New York and New England, still in the 30s and 40s closer to the Canadian border. Then, as the storm lifts through, the wind will shift around to the west-southwest, and this will start to build in some cooler air. So while temperatures are starting out mild and will stay in the 50s and 40s for a while, we'll begin to slide back through the 40s and even into the 30s by the end of the day. We'll try things out tonight after some light rain and snow showers this evening, and temperatures will begin to tumble more quickly as a west to northwest wind flow builds and at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. This will send low temperatures back into the teens and 20s. As we get into the day tomorrow, look for that wind to only increase throughout the afternoon. With that strong gusty wind, temperatures will struggle to get out of the 20s and lower 30s. Cloud cover in the morning will give way to increasing sunshine, though, although wind chills will remain in the teens all day long. We'll quiet things down a bit on Saturday. A little cool, temperatures mainly in the 30s with a mix of sun and clouds before the next disturbance heads our way on Sunday. This will produce an increasing cloud cover with a chance of some light rain and snow showers on Monday as highs build back up into the 40s. Tuesday will be dry but mostly cloudy in the 40s and another chance of mixed precipitation by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snow will continue, heavy at times across northeastern parts of lower Michigan before tapering off later today. Winter storm warnings remain in effect through the afternoon with storm totals of about 6 to 12 inches. Northerly winds will gust to between 25 and 40 miles per hour today, resulting in periods of low visibility due to the falling and blowing snow. The heaviest snowfall will be across the northeastern parts of lower Michigan with whiteout conditions at times and hazardous driving. And winter weather advisories continue for the Appalachian Mountains from Pennsylvania to the western parts of North Carolina. As much as another 4 to 8 inches of snow is possible across the higher terrain. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in cloudy skies with rain in 39 degrees and a west wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 18 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 51, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.16 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 14 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers in the lower 50s, Boston, cloudy and breezy with showers and highs in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, 1 to 2 inches of snow today with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 38, that's 10 degrees above normal. 2 inches of liquid precipitation yesterday, that broke a daily record of 1.46 set back in 1975. We also had a tenth of an inch of snow yesterday morning. So for the month, 4.8 inches, which is 5.7 inches of snow below normal, and 10.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 34.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 27 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 851, and 3,792 for the season, which is 1,008 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 20. The record high 67 set in 1976, and the record low 14 below zero in 1914. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening 5:39 p.m., 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers and areas of fog today, early highs in the mid to upper 40s, then temperatures fall during the day. Rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with off and on rain showers today, also areas of fog. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s early, falling back down into the 40s by the end of the day today. Rain showers tonight becoming windy with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain showers and areas of fog today. Early high temperatures in the lower to mid-50s with temperatures falling later this afternoon. Rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers and areas of fog today, some breaks of sunshine with temperatures in the mid-50s in the morning, then readings falling back into the 40s later today. Rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with some breaks of sunshine, breezy with rain showers off and on today, also areas of fog, temperatures in the 50s to start, then falling through the 40s. Rain showers changing to snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds, then sunny, windy, and colder, only near 30. A mix of sun and clouds, 30s Saturday, partly sunny, 40s on Sunday. A chance of rain and snow showers Monday with temperatures in the 40s. And mostly cloudy Tuesday with a chance of mixed precipitation Wednesday with highs staying in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.